Every one of us tonight are familiar with the saying where it says, where your heart lies, where your treasure is, heart be also. And that is referring to our affection and the things that we set our hearts upon. Now, David here in the psalm, in the verse 101, he says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. When he refers there to his feet, he's not speaking of the feet that fit into your shoes. He's referring to his affections. And he's saying here, I have refrained my affections from every evil way. Now, affections lead people to do what they do. And they can lead certainly Christians, and they do that. They do lead Christians to do many good things, and other people do helpful things as well. But so often it is people's affections that have led them astray and led to much confusion in their lives and sometimes to much heartbreak as well. David was a man of many experiences. He knew what it was to be tempted. He knew what it was to have to turn away from things. And he knew, he learned what it was to restrain his feet or his affections. And it's all tied in with the importance of obeying the Bible. He says here, I have refrained my feet from every evil way, or my affections from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. And again, we're stating the obvious to you tonight when we say that keeping the word is not in fashion. It is always in fashion, or ought always to be in fashion for God's people. But generally speaking, right across the land, it is in fashion. But you and I can keep the word. And as we keep the word, the Lord will bless us, and he will bless what we try to do, and he will consequently be pleased to bless that word that we keep. And I want you to look here as we unite affections and keeping the word. Just look, first of all, or consider, first of all, his standing. Now, I just mentioned to you that the psalmist knew what it was to be confronted with situations that could have caused him to compromise. He didn't always succeed. And we know about his miserable failure. But many, many times in his life, he was able to succeed. And men and women, he succeeded for the same reason as you and I succeed. It is because of his standing. If you look with me there over in Psalm 40, he says there at the beginning of the psalm, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now, in this psalm, he's referring to life's experience. And he's referring to a dark time, and he says, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He set my feet upon a rock. And as you look through the Psalms, the book of Psalms and the writings of David, not exclusively David, you can see others as well, but so often they were brought back to that point where they had to completely rely upon the one that they were standing upon, that is the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Psalm 73, we've mentioned this important psalm before. He says in verse 2 that his feet were almost gone. Honesty is good and great before people, but it's absolutely imperative before the Lord. And he's saying here, my feet were almost gone. He admits that. My steps had well nigh slipped. Again, he is referring to where he stands. At the end there, in verse 17 and on ahead after that, you can see that he gets back to recognizing that he is the Lord's, that is different for him than it is for the Lord, that he is on the rock. It's his standing. Perhaps one of the most notable psalms regarding that is Psalm 37. And it says in verse 23 that the steps of a good man, the good there is in italics, it's put in to give the sense of the verse, of course. It's simply referring to a Christian. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The word ordered there meaning to be firmly established or to not be wavering. And that is what the psalmist experienced and wanted to experience continually. It says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. His standing was good. And therefore, brethren and sisters, when he speaks here in the Psalm 119 about refraining his feet or his way, he was on good ground to do that. All around us tonight, there's instability. I was speaking to a man just via text message yesterday, and he'd been texting me a few times, and he's not a Free Presbyterian man. He is a Christian and a good fellow he is. But he said now in the United Kingdom, not just with the pandemic, but with everything that happens, he says more and more cracks are beginning to appear. And it's becoming more and more evident to Christians anyway that things are in dire straits. And we need to know that we have the standing that the psalmist had, because there's a big danger today of Christians being sidetracked. Sidetracked, I'll just mention the ecumenical movement, being drawn into it, or going back to that which our forefathers left, and getting caught up on that kind of thing. Things are beginning to appear, but do not get a defeatist attitude. Think, well, everything is lost. It's not lost. The Lord is still in control. He is still at the helm and rules and rules in the affairs of men for his own glory. You tonight, Christian, are in good standing. Now, maybe you've been struggling. Maybe someone has been, and it's been hard to refrain our feet or our affections. As I said, where our heart is, there, treasure is, there will our heart be. You follow after your heart. And he here was saying, I'm restraining my affections. His standing was good, but if you look there at the position of, or consider with me the position of his walk, as that is what we are really looking at, his walk with the Lord as dictated by, talks about Enoch, he walked with God. The disciples walked after God, and there were other people in the Bible, and they walked before God. Well, what's the difference? I'm going to mention just briefly. Walking before God. Whenever you and I walk before God, as Abraham did, Genesis 17 and 1, God sees everything concerning you. And there are obvious things in our lives that, well, we know that the Lord is concerned about them, and we think, well, the Lord will undertake me in this, whatever the outcome might be. But sometimes there's other things that may seem small, or you may not. The Lord sees it all as you walk before him. I'll mention a couple of things. There is frustration in the year 2020. Frustration all around you. How many people are today are not frustrated? Most are. They just do not know what is going to happen in the future. Christians don't know how things are going to go as we go on into this decade, how much further down, how much further the decline is going to go. We worry about those things, and there's frustration, but there's also family worries. Most parents are in some way concerned about their young people going back to education now in a few weeks' time. And there's something, if you're getting up with it in the morning, brethren and sisters, and going to bed with it at night, it can become a great concern. Remember this tonight. The psalmist here, he walked before God. He refrained his affections or his feet, as it says here, in order that he would walk before God, be in fellowship in that way with the Lord, that he was walking before him. Over in 1 Kings chapter 2, I'll just read what it says quickly here in these first four verses of 1 Kings chapter 2. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul. There shall not fall, that they shall not, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Do you see what it says there? Walk before me in truth with all their heart. That is what those of us who are parents want more than anything else. That our children will walk before the Lord in truth with all their heart. Because when they do that, then they'll refrain their affections. And that is how David continued to refrain his affections or his feet. He walked before the Lord. Isn't there much to tempt Christians away tonight? It's always encouraging to see people in the prayer meeting. Plenty of attractions not to come. Walking before God, but walking with God, referring to communion and fellowship. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, 1 John chapter 1, we have fellowship one of another, with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The thought there is of openness and sincerity before the Lord. Walking before the Lord, walking with the Lord. A few weeks ago we posted, maybe some of you saw it, on Akali Facebook page, a person singing, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. And in the words in that song were, I walk beside him because he knows the way. And brothers and sisters, that's the very best that we can do. We can walk before him, we can walk beside him or with him, but as those who want to serve him, we would want to walk after him. Like the disciples, to follow after him and to be serving him. And to be seeking to do whatever we can for him. Yes, there's been very, very strange and unusual months in Northern Ireland. And it's dragging on. And on and on. And people are becoming very concerned about what the outcome of it's all going to be. And we don't know. But in the midst of all of that, we still want to be serving him. The God's work has never stopped. That's why you're here tonight to pray. That's why we still preach on Sunday. And whenever we weren't able to come, we tried to put it up on up on Facebook and in sermon audio. But I want to read what it says over there in the Psalm 119, verse 157. You would have a wee look at that verse. Verse 157 of Psalm 119. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. What's he doing? He's still refraining his feet or his affections. He's still following after the Lord. Do you see what the word persecutors? That word in the original, it means the authors of distress. Now, every one of us adults here, we know something about that. About the authors of distress. You know what it is to be distressed. And he says here, many are my persecutors, the offers of distress, and mine enemies. And he's also in the verse implying the importance of the word. Yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. And brethren and sisters, just like the psalmist long ago, our position is just like his. We noted there at the very beginning that his standing was good, and that is true, and so was yours. But we walk before God. It's a good sign that we're walking with God and we want to walk after God. Following him, not rushing before him. And when we do that, we are able to keep a check on our affections. And that is so important in these days. Without holiness, it's impossible to please the Lord. And I was thinking today that the Lord Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said, blessed are the pure in heart. And purity is called for in this age more than people imagine. But notice something else very briefly here about his walk. Even though he was on earth long before the Lord Jesus Christ came to Bethlehem, he followed the pattern, or he walked in a pattern similar to that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over there in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, it says there, for even hereunto were ye called, he's referring here to Christians, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously. And then he speaks again about what Christ did for us. The pattern that David tried to follow was soundly based upon the pattern that Christ has left for us. And if you and I try to follow in his footsteps, remember, he was one who was without offense. He was one who was, of course, he had a holiness that you and I cannot have, but still we can try to attain to the pattern he left for us. Do you remember what we know as the Lord's Prayer? Well, our Father which art in heaven. Yes, it's called the Lord's Prayer, we know that, but it's really the disciples' prayer. The Lord's Prayer is John 17. The disciples' prayer is our Father which art in heaven. They'd asked him to teach them how to pray, and he gave them the pattern. He gave them the pattern there to pray. And brethren and sisters, when we pray in accordance with that pattern that he left in the prayer and that he left in his life, then we can refrain our affections. Do you ever hear it on the news or read it in the paper? So-and-so made me do it. Or it was just somebody else's fault. And man will seek to do whatever he can to find somebody to blame for his actions. He's responsible and answerable for his own actions and has to live with the consequences of them. And David knew that. And in a world that is fast ripening for God's judgment, brethren and sisters, we need those, as we come to prayer, who refrain our feet or refrain our affections in order that we might keep his word. There's great blessing in store, I believe, for those who keep God's word. We don't see the revival that we would long to see, but there's great fellowship with the Lord for yourself. Great joy among God's people. It says in verse 165 of the Psalm 119, great peace have they which love thy law or thy word, and nothing shall offend them. Well, please don't think that is things like what they call gay pride and so on. Does that not offend us? Does it not have? Of course it offends us. And lots of other things too. But the word offender simply means a stumbling block. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall be a stumbling block to them. In other words, they'll continue as they continue to refrain their feet or refrain their affections. And I trust tonight that, and I know that as I speak to you people this evening, that keeping God's word is of great importance to you, for yourself and for your family and for the whole nation. And there may be a little emphasis upon groups like us tonight meeting for prayer, but we know the importance of it. And I trust as we seek the Lord now for the remainder of the meeting that the Lord will help us to pray, that he bless you in your own heart, and as you bring the needs that you have before him, that the Lord would be pleased to answer prayer.